Well, it's official. The results from the election in France, centrist Emmanuel Macron will be moving on to the final round, the face-off on May 7th. He is the centrist candidate, and he will be matched against Marine Le Pen, the conservative candidate. This will be on May 7th. These two candidates, Macron and Le Pen, will meet in a runoff for president of France. There's going to be a new president in France once that election takes place. So should be fascinating, and certainly there's a choice there for the voters of France. They have a centrist, a business-friendly centrist in Emmanuel Macron, and they have a conservative who is interested in getting France out of the European Union, and that is Marine Le Pen. In fact, she has promised a plebiscite within 6 months of her taking office, if that happens, on extracting France from the European Union. So we'll see how that plays out. They had four major candidates in the election. There were others too, but there were four major candidates in the election today. And these are the two that have advanced to the May 7th runoff. These are candidates that really have very little in common, I think it's fair to say. So this will be a true choice for the voters of France. And the voters in France, unlike the voters in the United States, who, if we're lucky, half of them show up, in France, they really do show up. They have an 80% turnout rate in major French elections. And so they'll be able to battle that out on May 7th. They'll be able to campaign on this between now and, I guess, the day before May 7th. Normally in France, they do not allow active campaigning the day before the election. There was no active campaigning for the major candidates on the day before this election. Probably also the case the day before the May 7th election. But in any case, it's going to be a fascinating election. There were lots of unknowns in this election today. It was thought that Marine Le Pen would make it into the top two. Nothing was certain. Certainly Emmanuel Macron has been coming on strong lately as the centrist candidate, and he made it in as well. The fact of the matter is that a lot of people are going to be watching the May 7th election, because it's going to tell us a lot about which direction France is going to go in. And that's important also because the Prime Minister of Germany, Prime Minister Merkel, she is standing for re-election later in the summer. So there's lots going on to keep an eye on in these upcoming European elections. I would say this, that if Emmanuel Macron wins on May 7th, that will be a stability outcome for the European Union. If Marine Le Pen wins on May 7th, I think that'll shake things up big time in the European Union. And, of course, we mentioned this week that we're going to have more discussion of taxes. One of the things that will eventually be discussed when a tax bill is decided upon, if it is, will be which, if any, tax breaks to get rid of. And there are some really big tax breaks that you should keep an eye on, because they're going to be looking for ways to offset cuts in taxes. Aside from dynamic scoring, which is always uncertain and has a very checkered track record, the fact is you're going to have to find money somewhere. One of the deductions that really costs the government a lot of money is employer-paid health care. And it's a big deal, because if you get your health care through your employer, you are not taxed on the premium that your employer pays for that health care. That is a tremendous tax break for you. And it costs the taxpayers $143 billion a year to give you that tax break. It's also unfair, because you are not taxed on health care provided to you by your company. But your neighbor, who has to go out and buy health care, they have to buy it, basically with, in most cases, they're buying it either with after-tax dollars or maybe they can buy it with some sort of a health savings account money, something like that. But there's definitely an imbalance, put it that way, an imbalance between not taxing at all employer-paid health care and taxing a lot of the money that is spent on health care that is not provided by employers. And certainly health savings accounts can be helpful, but they don't fully offset that benefit. Another big one is mortgage interest deduction, $77 billion. That's what it costs the U.S. Treasury a year to allow mortgage holders to deduct mortgage interest. Now, again, on the fairness scale, consider the fact that if you're renting, you don't get a tax deduction on the rent that you pay. That's an out-of-pocket expense. But if you're buying a house with a mortgage, you do get a tax deduction on the interest, or if you itemize and you qualify, you can get a tax deduction on the mortgage interest. So once again, there's an imbalance there. Another one is, and this one they're really looking at, is the deductibility of state and local income taxes. Now, state and local income taxes are really unbalanced when you look across the country. For example, there are none in states like Alaska, Nevada, Wyoming, South Dakota, Texas, Florida, for example. There are no state income taxes in those states. And also in Tennessee and New Hampshire, you only pay state income tax on unearned income. You don't pay it on earned income. So in that case, it wouldn't affect those people at all that live in those states. On the other hand, oh, and I should mention Washington State as well. So on the other hand, in the other states, you have some states that charge really big state income taxes, right? So this would be a real punishment for states that charge high state income taxes. California, Oregon, Hawaii, New York. It's a long, long list of states that charge high income taxes. And so what would happen would be that those states' residents would be severely punished by losing that deduction. But that would be a $65 billion a year benefit to the U.S. Treasury if that deduction was to be disallowed. These are deductions that they will look at. They've already stated they're looking at getting rid of the deductibility of state and local income taxes. There will definitely be pushback in Congress, especially in the House, against that one for members of Congress from states with high state income taxes. They're not going to be pleased with that idea. And there may be an attempt on mortgage interest. There may be an attempt on employer-paid health care. We don't know anything. Well, all we know is the things where they could be looking at them. But there's going to have to be some offset outside of dynamic scoring, by the way. There's going to have to be some offset if we get the largest tax cut in the history of the country, which we've been promised will be announced this Wednesday. So we'll see how it all plays out, but it's going to be a topic that's going to be widely discussed. And judging from the pushback we've seen in, especially in the House so far, on changing the health care law, this is going to be a very, very interesting debate.